Hi, under this unusual topic name, I present the design of a small automatic music player to make sitting on the toilet more pleasant. Of course, this is one application. In other situations, it could probably be useful too. The main considerations were low complexity, a trivial interface, maintenance-free after the initial setup, and room for hundreds or thousands of hours of music at low cost. Features: micro SD card support with FAT32 file system, SBC stereo file decoding with full bit pool, 44.1 kHz, 48 kHz, 10-bit. Very simple interface in the form of two buttons and a status LED. Connectors: USB Type-C, power supply, USB-A, power source for speakers, mini jack, audio, light sensor, automatically starts and stops playback according to brightness. Catalog support: loop songs within a catalog or skip to the next one. Non-repeat random playback function: each song in the catalog will only be played once unless all others have already played. Skipping to the next previous song, maintaining the drawn order. If you go back and skip forward, you will return to the same song. Fully configurable via SD card file. Saving the current state on the SD card in case of power failure. Optional. Optional fade in, fade out effect with adjustable speed. The project came about largely out of curiosity about how much you can squeeze out of a microcontroller for 8 cents. The one used here is the PUA PY32 F002 AF15P6TU. You can read about these Chinese penny chips at least here, or more recently, here. The microcontroller has 32 kilobytes of flash memory and only 4 kilobytes of SRAM. MP3 decoding under such conditions is not possible. Here we have several times too little RAM and probably not enough processing power. On the other hand, playing uncompressed WAV files would be a waste of space and the whole project would not contribute anything interesting. I didn't want to use an external decoder either, because it would have multiplied the price of the whole thing, and again, there would have been nothing interesting in it. A possibly lightweight, qualitatively sufficient, and quite efficient codec turned out to be SBC, commonly used in Bluetooth devices as the primary codec. The data carrier was a micro SD card. Currently, a 64GB card can be purchased for less than £8, which, with the SBC codec, can hold over 400 hours of music. Such a stuffed card, combined with random playback, can really give the effect of perfect radio, with no commercials and no repeats. The firmware is written a little in C. A little in C++. Hardware support is realized on bare registers. Puya's HAL is based on an STN32 HAL and NASTI, except for the clock configuration, which I didn't want to write from scratch. I found the SBC decoder on GitHub. I did some light optimizations, such as zlinning what I could and knocking out the checksum counting. At first it was too slow, especially in stereo, but fortunately after these changes, the decoder turned out to fit just right. And eventually, more steam went into the file system and optimal use of the SD card. The Puya used has only 4 kilobytes of RAM memory. It has to fit quite a large stack for the SBC decoder, buffers for the left and right channels, a buffer for the data, and the SD card sector cache. Because of the tiny buffers, there are no delays. Once the file starts playing, the transmission from the card must be as fast and uninterrupted as possible. The microcontroller is clocked at 48 MHz using a PLL, which theoretically should not be /P. Two channels of PWM were used to generate the sound, spliced with two channels of complementary DMA. Initially, I set the PWM to generate the waveform to either 192 kHz or 176.4 kHz, which was intended to pull the potential squeal far beyond the audible range. A new sample was taken every 4 waveforms, which gave a final sample rate of 48 kHz or 44.1 kHz. Unfortunately, such PWM conjugation limited playback to 8 bits. More could simply not be achieved with 48 MHz clocking. As an experiment, I dispensed with sampling every 4 passes and increased the range to 10 bits, a 44.1 kHz S.